Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline and we are glad you joined us today.
Yes, we are. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Happy Saturday. Every Saturday, we review our lessons from the week and we have a lot to cover.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry Pauline, I said, and we have a lot to cover.
I know, that is why I said, excuse me.
Oh, that's right. We learned about this useful phrase in English. It also has many different meanings, so it was good that we could review it here.
And we learned about baseball, too.
We learned more than just baseball. We learned about the history of baseball in Taiwan, too.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed our e-report. Well, we're going to review and remember all that great stuff we watched today. Let's go ahead and begin.
Excuse me, Tina. What time is it?
Oh, hi, James. It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 already? I'm late.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the Jungle Cafe. I'm meeting Susie and Taylor.
How late are you?
About 40 minutes.
Oh no! They're probably not pleased.
Where is James? We can't begin our meeting without him.
Excuse me? Sorry, Susie. Can you repeat that?
Where's James?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's at the office?
He's very late. Can you phone him?
Yes, I have my phone.
Good. I'm getting a little mad.
Oh, excuse me.
Why?
I just burped. Sorry.
Don't worry. I didn't notice.
Well, that's good. But it is still a little embarrassing.
You shouldn't feel bad. Everyone burps.
I guess so. Thanks. Did I interrupt your work?
No, I just finished.
Me too. Let's go to the Jungle Cafe.
Taylor, do you want to hear something interesting?
Yes, okay.
Most people burp about 15 times a day.
Ew, that's not interesting. That's gross.
Sorry, Taylor. I just read about it in my newspaper.
It's okay, but will you excuse me, Alex? I must get back to the office.
Sure, Taylor. I'll see you later.
Hi, Taylor. Do you like baseball? I need more players for my team.
Thanks for asking, Susie, but I don't really like baseball.
That's too bad. Why not?
Well, I don't know all the rules.
That's okay. We can teach them to you.
Thank you, but there's another reason too.
What's that?
Baseball takes a long time to play. Alex, do you play baseball?
Yes, I do.
I'm on Susie's team. I am good at running the bases.
Susie wants me to play on her team.
That's great. Our uniforms look really good.
That's nice, but I'm not good at catching a baseball.
But you can get better with practice.
Okay. I'll think about it.
I want to thank you and your husband, Tina.
Why?
This is my first professional game. Thanks for bringing me.
You're welcome, James. We're glad you could come.
Me too. There are some great batters on these teams. I hope someone hits a home run.
The pitchers are great too.
I know. They can throw the ball over 90 miles per hour. Where's your husband? He was just here.
He went to buy us drinks and snacks.
That's nice of him.
No problem. Everyone should have a hot dog and soda at a baseball game.
Your husband used to be a baseball coach, right? I wonder what he thinks of this game.
You'll know as soon as he gets back. He likes to yell at the players.
Today, I am in Taidong. Welcome to today's e-report. My name is Peter, and I am at Maple Leaf Elementary School. This elementary school has some of the best youth baseball players in Taiwan, and I get to play with them today. But how did baseball become so popular in Taiwan? Well, come with me, and I'll tell you all about it.
Baseball is a popular sport. Many people like to watch baseball or play baseball in the summer. It is a fun and exciting game. Baseball began as an American sport, but today it is played around the world. People in many places play the game in parks, at school, and in yards. Baseball is especially popular in Taiwan. Why? Well, it all started about 50 years ago with a small group of elementary school students from a small Taiwanese village. These children were very poor, and they didn't even have money to buy real baseball equipment. But they played baseball so well, they ended up creating international news.
Hi everyone, I want to introduce you to some of my friends. These are some of the players on the Maple Leaf Elementary School baseball team. Say hi everyone!
Hi!
These are some of the best youth baseball team players in Taiwan. But here's the most interesting thing, is their school is a very small school. There are only about 50 students here. Their school isn't fancy, but they have a strong baseball team. This village has experienced a lot, but they continue to stay strong and even make news today.
In 2016, a terrible typhoon hit Taidong. The typhoon brought heavy rain and strong winds, which created a landslide. This landslide buried a lot of Hongye village and created a lot of damage.
Behind me is Hongye village. People have taken years to build their life here, but with one terrible typhoon, everything came crashing down, and they are still trying to clean and rebuild from here.
Thankfully, no one was hurt, but people had to spend several weeks cleaning up after the typhoon left. It was a powerful reminder that we must be very careful when big storms like typhoons happen. Even though the people of this village have struggled, they have also had many victories as well. The most famous story happened in 1960. Back in the 1960s, most of the students at Maple Leaf Elementary School were the children of farmers. At that time, these farmers didn't really understand the importance of education, So many times parents would keep their children home from school so they could help out on the farms. The principal and teachers of Maple Leaf Elementary School really wanted these children to have a good education. So they tried to think of ways to encourage the students to come to school. The principal noticed the children in the village really enjoyed baseball. So he came up with an idea. He started a baseball team and invited the children to join. The children would come to school early, practice for the baseball team, and then afterward go to class and learn. Because the school was very poor, they didn't have enough money for real baseball equipment. So instead, they played with sticks and stones. This was dangerous, of course, but the kids had fun. They practiced every day and started to compete against other teams around the island. In August of 1968, a world champion little league team from overseas came to Taiwan to play baseball. Up to that time, no Taiwanese youth team had ever beaten a team from overseas. But to everyone's surprise, when the Maple Leaf Elementary School team played against the visiting team, they won the game with a score of 7-0. The students were so excited. Soon, news of the victory spread around the island. The young players of the Maple Leaf team became heroes. The Maple Leaf team became more and more famous. Eventually, anytime the Maple Leaf baseball team played a game, people from all around Taiwan would gather around TV sets to watch the games. The story of the 1968 Maple Leaf baseball team is amazing. It shows that anyone from anywhere can do anything. We all face challenges in life, but if we try hard, we can overcome those challenges. So, thanks for joining me today. This is Peter for eReport, and I'll see you next time.
Okay, everyone, now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer these questions together.
That's right, but make sure to be using your English at home, if you can.
On this show, we hope that you can challenge yourself. So try to say more than one word answers. Try saying a whole sentence.
Okay, well, let's try practicing using the phrase, excuse me. Pauline, can you try using the first way?
Sure. So the first way we use excuse me is when you ask somebody to say something again. Excuse me, Peter, what was that you said?
Very good. Or when someone is busy working, you want to ask them a question. So you'll say, Pauline, excuse me, can you help me?
Very good. And when you've done something impolite, you should also say, excuse me. So if you yawn while someone is talking or other things like that.
Great. Well, if you keep using this phrase, then you will learn how to use it more and more. Okay, friends, you're doing great. A lot of English is about practice.
So, Peter, what did you learn after spending a whole day with that school baseball team in Taidong?
This was a very special team. They're almost like a family together, and they care about baseball and each other.
That is such a great story. Well, we hope you enjoyed learning, and we'll review some more together right after this break.
Let's
Welcome back, friends. Peter, what did you like learning about this week?
Baseball, of course. It is a sport with a lot of history. It's not just an American sport, too. Friends, what did you like? Maybe you can share that with a friend.
Yeah, that's right. Even though baseball is very popular in the United States, I didn't know a lot about it until this week. It was a good lesson.
Yeah, it was fun to talk about the whole sport, plus the history as well. Well, friends, we reviewed the lessons, but now it's time to watch our features from this week. This will be fun. We can watch them together.
Oh, excuse me. Hello there. I'm Jack, and welcome to Jack's File. I was just answering a text. I try to be polite, but when I must interrupt someone or get someone's attention, I say, excuse me. I hope you do that too.
Being polite to others is a good thing, and the phrase excuse me has many uses. When you're in a restaurant and you want to get a server's attention, you can say, excuse me. You can say the same thing to a clerk in a store, a hotel worker, or anyone who serves people. When you say, excuse me, you can get their attention and they can help you. You also say, excuse me, when you need to walk in front of someone or need to get past someone in a small area. If you need to walk in front of people in a movie theater to get to your seat, you can say, excuse me. If you need to get past someone in the aisle of a supermarket, you say, excuse me. You also say, excuse me, if you need to interrupt someone who is talking. You should try not to interrupt, but if you must, you say, excuse me. If you cough or sneeze or burp, you should also say, excuse me. If you do something impolite, you can say, excuse me. When you say, excuse me, people will often answer with, no problem, or that's all right. Sometimes people will say, pardon me, instead of excuse me. And finally, you say, excuse me, when you need to leave a group of people. If you're talking with others, you can say, excuse me, I have to leave now. Excuse me is a very useful phrase.
There are so many places you can use the phrase, excuse me. I hope you will remember to use it. When everyone is polite, the whole world is a nicer place. Now excuse me, I need to leave to go to a meeting. Thanks for joining me on Jack's File today. See you next time.
Doing what you can do, yeah. Do what you say you do, yeah.
It's not that smart, if you ask me. What are you doing anyway? Huh? I know, you're sending messages to boys, aren't you?
Grandma, I'm just trying to...
Oh, you don't need to tell me. I know how they are. They say they love you one day, and then they break your heart the next. You need to wait for the right one to come along. Did I ever tell you how I knew your grandfather was the right one?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you. I remember when we first met,
No man had ever treated me like your grandfather did when he first met me.
Oh, what did you say, Lisa?
I said today's super sentence, which is, no something had ever done something.
Who are you? And what are you doing in my house?
It's okay, Grandma. It's Super Sentence Man. He comes whenever someone needs a super sentence.
Well, that's not very polite. You should have at least knocked at the door.
Oh, but I was behind the sofa.
Men these days.
Well, anyway, I'm here because you need this sentence. No man had ever treated me like your grandfather did when he first met me.
Yes, that's true.
And that is super. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and lock the door. Lisa, you're still on your smartphone.
Grandma, I'm using my smartphone to make a reservation.
Oh,
I'm taking you out to dinner tonight.
Oh, is your handsome boyfriend coming?
Grandma, I don't have a boyfriend.
That's my girl. Wait for the right one to come along.
Well, those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English, and we can always practice here together on the show.
That's right. We always enjoy answering questions with you. And you can always come back on Saturdays to review the lessons with us. You also get to watch those conversations and features again.
I think we talked about everything there is. I don't think we can do another show.
Not even close. Next week, we will talk about all new things.
Good point. Well, friends, thanks for joining us. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, we'll see you right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.